I guess, talk about the gatekeepers. I guess we are our own gatekeepers, because if you really want the truth, it's right in front of us. The truth is right in front of us. And if we really wanted the truth, we would meditate on it and ask and seek and knock, and it's revealed. Like right in front of me right now, I see a building on the left, a building on the right, another building, a tree, a road, a mailbox, a fence, some communication lines, some poles, and a driveway, and some signs. And that's pretty much all I need to decode. And I see a trash bin on the road. And that's pretty much all you need to decode this reality. A building, I see a car. It could be a bicycle, it could be anything. I see some bricks, I see a fence. I see a lot, I see some grass. The sky, the blue sky, the green grass, the red stop sign, the green regulatory sign. That's pretty much all you need. And you can decode this reality. For real. That's all you need. Some bricks, some pavers. The word pave. If you unfold it enough, you'll go back to walk, pave a path, walk a path. And so it's been here our whole life, but until somebody shakes us out of our slumber, then you look at the shape of the stop sign. It's eight-sided, right? All the caution signs pretty much have a shape, a similar shape. A triangle on the top, triangle on the bottom. You got some concrete. I mean, it's really right here. The whole truth is right where you are right now. And if you really sought the truth with your whole heart, you would find it, no matter where you're at, because it's right in front of you. The repeat that people get up, okay, so they go to sleep, they get up, they wake up, some people eat breakfast, some people don't. They eat, they work, they plan, they talk, socialize a little bit. They try to group up into groups, a family group or any kind of group of some kind. I just saw a sign for a pond, some water, some dirt, some rocks. I mean, there's really, all you need is that. Those things I just mentioned. You just unfold them and you see how they apply spiritually. A house or a building on the left or building on the right, I said, the building of the body of Christ. The street is the way. Jesus is the way. Walk the way, the pavers. The mailbox, send a message. You're down here to send a message. You're on a mission to send a message. There's a stop sign. There's a right of way. Who has the right of way? Right way, right? Who has the right of way? Right way. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's a up and there's a down. Doesn't matter what side of the earth you're on. There's a up and a down. Whether it's a flat earth, round earth, it don't really matter. There's always a up and a down. There's a left, which is wrong, and there's a right that is right. your body has two sides to it, a left side and a right side and a middle. And so the left and the right are like the wings, you know? Somebody just stole my parking spot. I'm getting ready to jump in that spot and somebody jumped in it wrong before I could get there. Here's one closer. Got one closer. Anyway, there's limits and there's boundaries, there's pavers, there's lines and lines of demarcation, and you have to pay and exchange, redemption, everything right in front of you repeats, and it's the same truth happening over and over and over and over and over and over. Every person you look at is per the sun, per sun. They all have the same head and body, just looks different, but it's the same fractal view, the same pattern, the same shape, semblance, shape, similar, same, similitude, appearance, to appear. And then you take it even deeper to summons. And if you keep taking it deeper and deeper and deeper, you see that it's the same truth as everywhere you go. So it has to be a holographic projection, but from our 3D experience, it feels like it's real and solid. But it's not. It's a video game. And stuff will appear as you need it. God will give you what you need because it's all in Christ anyway. In Him, all things are held together. And so as you need it, it will appear. Stepping into a new identity is just renewing the mind. The spirit of your mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And as your mind is renewed, you step into a new identity, and then your environment will change because you see things different. As long as you see stuff in a selfish manner, all you're going to get is the same reflection. As long as you see stuff as greed, you're going to get the same reflection. As long as you see the victim mentality, you're going to get the same reflection. As long as you see everybody as an enemy, you're going to get the same reflection. You find what you're looking for in the hologram. If you're looking for trouble, you find trouble. I know that's the truth because I had some family members say, I don't want to be in this city. This is just a drug city everywhere. I said, I don't see the drugs. I don't see the drug dealers. The reason they saw it, because they were a part of it. I don't see it. It's done around me. If you're drunk, drunk show up in your world. You get drunk, so you are. You get what you are. You reflect back what you are. If you're an alcoholic, you're going to be surrounded by alcoholics. You're going to seek out another alcoholic, even if you don't try. It just shows up. It's all a reflection of the spiritual reality. The unseen reality.